I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Dear जिंदगी, कैसी हो? आज बड़े आनंद में तुम्हें खत लिख रही हूँ. Monsoons are in full swing, and you know how much I love blue skies. चाय का कप हाथ में था, और तभी ख्याल आया कि चलो दोस्त को याद करें और तुमसे कुछ बातें करें. So here I am with my trusted pen pal and aaj ki baatcheet. Rakhi is around the corner, zindagi, and despite all the gloom of the past few weeks, there is a hint of celebration in the air. Now zindagi, is saal kya hi celebrations honge? We really can't say that right now. I mean, Northern India marks the onset of festivities with Rakhi, followed by Navratri, Durga Puja, Diwali, Christmas, and finally New Year's, before we call it a year. How much of all this are we going to get to celebrate this year with COVID-19 still looming over our heads is really hard to say. Though I know, Zindagi, that no matter where we are, we all could do with a little merrymaking. The loss this year has been monumental and on so many levels, and I know we could all do with a little bit of comfort and a few distractions. Good news is that many trials are ongoing now for a COVID-19 vaccine all over the world. And this nightmare actually might get over soon. Yet while it may be near, it still is going to take a very long time before we get COVID-free. And in this otherwise festive time, I think it is even more necessary to look after each other and share a lot more than just well wishes and celebratory messages this season. Tabhi I wanted to write this letter especially to you and to all our listeners to think a little creatively this year. Most of us won't be able to meet our family this year. And for those who marked these occasions with annual trips to their grandparents' house, let's try to bring them a little closer in maybe different ways. I remember, Zindagi, when I was young, my brother, who was at that time studying at Sindhya School in Gwalior, couldn't come home for Rakhi. My sister and I made special cards for him with all the glitter, pencil shavings and paper cutouts. So in the bag titled "To the World's Best Bhaiya" traveled two childish yet adorable cards, chocolates and some homemade snacks that definitely brought joy and celebrations to the quiet and homesick corridors of the Sindhya school. Last year, my 5-year-old niece in Australia danced to the song "You Can Count on Me" by Bruno Mars to celebrate Rakhi virtually with all of us siblings. We all got together to celebrate the festival with nothing but love and adoration for each other. Is saal bhi na kuch alag aur naya karte hain. Haath pe Rakhi, agle saal baandh lenge. Is saal let's remind each other of how valuable this love, relation, comfort, adoration for each other is. I think in this humdrum of life, Zindagi, we often forget to tell each other how much we love them or appreciate them. And this year, dost, I think we need that more than anything else. Some of us might be able to visit each other, especially if we live close by and considering the lockdown is easing out too now. But many won't be able to for a variety of reasons. And all we can do, Zindagi, is send some extra love their way. Remember, these festivities were actually meant to bring us together and allow us to celebrate our culture and make memories. And maybe not socially, but emotionally, the time hasn't been more demanding for us to come together. So, Zindagi, tayari kar lo. Tyohar to hum manayenge. Kyunki khushiyan baantni bahut zaruri hai. Aur aaj, zarurat bhi hai. And can I request something, listeners? There are many around us who might need a little bit more warmth, and if you're lucky and resourceful, then do spread a little extra warmth through kindness, shelter, and love this festive season. मन की बात करूं तो दूसरों को खुशी देने में बहुत आनंद आता है और अगर बांट सकते हैं तो बटोरने में नहीं बांटने में ही सुकून आता है. So dear listeners, spread a little joy if you can these coming months. Let's celebrate occasions a little differently this year till we can make merry with each other again. A safe, comfortable, loved and warm remainder of the year to all of you. And dear Zindagi, I will soon write to you again and share my woes, thoughts, emotions and laughter with you again. Man halka ho jata hai na tumse baat karke? Chalo, chalti hoon. We'll meet you soon. Take care of yourself, Zindagi. Love, Chaya.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.